Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is Shahrul Ata'i wal Awqaf, the month of giving and endowments. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who has encouraged us to do good deeds, to give charity, and who grants us reward for this in both this life and the hereafter. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who has no partner. And I bear witness that our master, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the servant of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings and mercy upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah, to have taqwa of Allah and to strive to please him and to prepare for your meeting with him. For this world and the life in this world is but a fleeting moment. And the appointed time of us to leave this world will come to each and every one of us. And so a person who is wise is a person who works in this world for how that meeting will be in the next, and finds that he busies himself in putting forward goodness and good deeds. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullaha innallaha khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah, and let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow, and have taqwa of Allah. Indeed, Allah is well acquainted with what you do. O brothers and sisters who are fasting and believers, there is value in the state of giving, which has been passed down from generation to generation, and is something that is particularly sought to be embodied in this blessed month. This value of giving, this ability to spend in charity, was something that is described with regards to our noble Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam as something that would increase in this blessed month. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is described to be kana sallallahu alayhi wasallam ajwad an-nasi bil khair wa kana ajwadu ma yakunu fi ramadan, that he alayhi salatu wasalam was the most generous of people at all times in goodness, but his generosity would increase even more during the month of Ramadan. And in other traditions, his generosity has been described as being akin to rih al-mursala, a moisture-laden wind, in that the wind eventually leads to condensation, which leads to clouds, that leads to rain, and the rain pours upon everyone without discrimination. And this is the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as it was described in the month of Ramadan. So brothers and sisters, many a person forgets that just as much as we are meant to abstain, in the meaning of siyam, from food and drink and illicit things when it comes to that which has been prohibited from the tongue and the other senses, such as the eyes and the ears, all of which is intended to purify the inward, this very abstinence, brothers and sisters, is intended thereby to also give an ability to give of oneself, an ability to spend of oneself, an ability to represent some of this generosity of spirit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa kana ajwad an-nas bil khair wa kana ajwad ma yakunu fi ramadan. He was the most generous of people, as we just said, and his generosity increased even more in Ramadan. So one of the things we have to ask ourselves is, how can we be embodying of this characteristic of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, specifically in this month of Ramadan, and his example? And the vehicle that has been given to us, brothers and sisters, the vehicle that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about, is the vehicle of the waqf, the endowment. Through this nature of waqf, which has been described as sadaqatun jariya, a perpetual charity, a person can donate something so that it continues in perpetuity, such that even after they leave this world, the donor will receive continuous reward. And this includes different capacities and varieties by which we can donate things. Some people can donate property for the treatment of sick, for the education of need. Some people can set up an endowment that pays off debts for the indebted or to help people get married. And so this capacity of donating in a form of regular charity is something that we can understand from the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, "Inna mimma yalhaqu al-mu'min min 'amalihi wa hasanatihi ba'da mawtihi." He said, "Indeed, amongst the deeds that continue to benefit the believer after his death are 'ilman 'allamahu wa nashara, knowledge that he taught and spread, wa waladan salihan tarakahu, or a righteous child who he left behind, i.e., to spread righteousness, wa mushafan warathahu, or a Quran that he left behind, أو مسجداً بناه, or a mosque that he built, أو بيتاً لبن السبيل بناه, or a house that serves as a travel lodge for stranded travelers to be in that he built, أو نهراً أجراه, or a river he established, أو صدقة أخرجها من ماله في صحته وحياته يلحقه من بعد موته, or a charity that he took out during his lifetime whilst he was in good health, a charity that will continue even after his death. And in this beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can see the immense virtue, the great reward, and the lasting impact of perpetual charity, such that we find that the companions around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were keen on investing the best and most beloved of their wealth. And so we find Jabir radiallahu anhu saying that there was no one amongst the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who was otherwise able, except that he established a waqf, he established some form of perpetual charity. Let's just reflect on the example of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who had a piece of land that was his most valuable and beloved property. And so he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for advice regarding it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إن شئت حبست أصلها وتصدقت بها. He said, if you wish, you can endow its principle, the reality of this land, and you can donate all of its benefits that come from this land as a form of charity. So think about this, brothers and sisters. This is not the Sayyidina Umar coming to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for investment advice in the way that what gives me the maximum returns. Rather, this was investment advice of the perpetual nature, in that what is it that gives me the best of returns with Allah, which really is the best of returns in reality. And so the Prophet ﷺ dedicated his most beloved possession as an endowment, a waqf, for the benefit of the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. Likewise, we hear about when one of the companions heard the verse, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُ مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that never will you attain righteousness until you spend from that which you love. When this companion heard this verse, his heart was moved, and he hastened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his most beloved wealth, and he said, this is charity for Allah. And he gave it hoping for its reward, and left it as a treasure with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he received this, he said, "Thalika malun rabihun, thalika malun rabihun." He said, "That is a profitable investment. That is a profitable investment." Brothers and sisters, where do we stand from this understanding of what it means to invest for profit? When we think about this, some of our minds and hearts go towards the stock market or the latest cryptocurrency fad, without recognizing that that which is with Allah is that which is stays, and that which is for other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which is eventually going to perish. So even if we were to invest in this world, let us invest for that which has some aspect of the akhirah in it, some aspect of that where we intend reward and charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be from the smallest portions of our wealth, even if it be a small amount, even if it be just a dirham or two from our salaries. This is the nature by which in time, we come to see that we've accumulated numerous benefits by this intention of dedicating something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the advice, brothers and sisters, that we give to ourselves and to you who are listening is that we think about something that we can do to dedicate something, even a single dirham, to something that can contribute towards a long-term project, be it building a mosque, providing educational facilities for a student, feeding orphans, healing the sick and those who are in need of healing, some type of endowment that we can give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we commit this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something of the most lasting acts of charity that a person can do. And we mentioned this also in this spirit as we're approaching in this Ramadan, the spirit of what is known as Zayed Humanitarian Day, which is an honoring of the legacy of Sheikh Zayed, who was given, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him, given to giving and setting up so many waqfs and awqaf and forms of charity. And we find this today in the numerous nature of endowment funds that are operating within the country, from the educational sphere to areas of health, both inside and outside of the nation. So brothers and sisters, let us emulate the examples of those who have come before in their emulation of the best of examples, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so what are we being asked? We're being asked to think about how are we relating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to our wealth? How are we using it in a way that can open the door to goodness for others, that can expand the scope of mercy, that can facilitate ease and healing, that can provide charitable funds? And today, one of the benefits we have of the advent of smart technology and smart applications is that we have many means of such goodness through digital platforms that a person can utilize from the comfort of their own home with just the click of a button and endow something to receive blessings bi-idhnillahi ta'ala in perpetuity. So brothers and sisters, what remains is for us to pursue the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّى إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. And whatsoever you spend of good, it is for your own selves. And you do not spend except seeking the countenance of Allah. And whatsoever you spend of good, it will be fully repaid to you, and you will be not wronged. So brothers and sisters, may us spend for the sake of Allah. May we establish forms of awqaf or contribute to forms of awqaf for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say these words and I ask Allah for forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.